It's not the exaltation in Isaiah of Elohim. It's the exaltation of Jehovah, the God in relationship to that which he has created. The Lord, Elohim, the Jehovah, is exalted, verse 5. It's the exaltation of God in relationship to that which he has created. And that is what gives you the stability of the times. Our times or any times is God's faithfulness or God's ability and what he has done. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, please. Verse 9. The fear of the Lord. The word fear is the word reverence, respect, awe, A-W-E. For the Lord is clean, enduring how long? Now watch the next phrase. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So with the exaltation of Jehovah, of Isaiah 33, you will get true judgment and true righteousness. Both judgments, true judgment and true righteousness are in Psalm 19, verse 9. That's the stability of our times, to have true judgment and to have true righteousness. As I said, there's nothing stable about the kingdoms of the world, but there is stability with God, with Jehovah, in relationship to that which he has created, for you will have true judgment and you will have true what? Righteousness. Psalm 119. No, I want Psalm 111. Verse 10, Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear or reverence of Jehovah is the beginning of what? A good understanding of all they that do his commandments. The reverence of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So with the exaltation class of Jehovah, you have true judgment, you have true what? Righteousness, and you have true wisdom. Look at Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Verse 6. For the Lord, Jehovah, giveth what? Wisdom. And out of his mouth cometh knowledge and what? Understanding. See? True wisdom comes from the Lord. And the way we know this is because we know the Word, right? The Word is the truth. Look at James. Hebrews, James. Chapter 3. Verse 17. But the wisdom, here we're talking about true wisdom. But the wisdom that is from above, from God, is first what? Pure. It's then what? Peaceable. Number three is gentle. Number four, easy to be entreated. Number five, it's full of mercy. And number six, good fruit without partiality. Number seven. And number eight, it's without hypocrisy. That is true wisdom, which you get from God, from Jehovah, and our knowledge of it comes from the greatness of the Word. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear or reverence of Jehovah is the beginning of what? Right. So people who have no respect or awe or respect for God and His Word just cannot have knowledge. That's why there's nothing stable, class, about the kingdoms of this world or the people in it. No matter how intellectual they look to you or how great they may be in business or any other profession, they lack the stability of the times because they do not know Jehovah or Jehovah in relationship to what He has created. The reverence of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Look at chapter 12 in Proverbs. Verse 1. Whoso loveth instruction loveth what? But he that hateth reproof is brutish. Whosoever loveth instruction loves knowledge. You cannot have knowledge and wisdom without instruction. And that instruction comes from the Word, class. That's the stability of the times. It's the exaltation, the lifting up of Jehovah, God in relationship to that which He has created. And in you, He's created His own Spirit in you. According to that which is created within you. So, God as Jehovah always makes available to you, according to His Word, true judgment, true righteousness, true wisdom, and true knowledge. Those five, class, exaltation of Jehovah, true judgment, true righteousness, true wisdom, and true knowledge are the stability of your times, your life. And according to Isaiah 33:6, they're the strength for your salvation. And the word salvation in Isaiah 33:6 is the word wholeness. They're the strength for your wholeness. The reverence of the Lord is His treasure. They're not only the strength for your salvation, your wholeness, but the reverence of Jehovah is man's treasure. Your reverence of Jehovah is your treasure. Look at Isaiah 32, please. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in what? In the light of what I've just taught you, that's why a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. Because you have the exaltation of Jehovah. You have true judgment, true righteousness, true wisdom, true knowledge. Therefore, you, as a leader, are a hidden place from the wind, the cold winds for other people. You're a covert, a shelter from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. As I said, those five are the stability of your times, your life, and the strength for your salvation, your wholeness, and the reverence of Jehovah is a man's treasure. And that's why, as leaders, you are hiding places for others. You're a shelter from the tempest for others. You're like rivers of water in a dry place. You're like the shade of a great rock in a weary land. That's the stability of our times in which we live. And I thought I'd just like to share that with you tonight, because two verses of Scripture in Isaiah 33 give all the greatness of this exaltation of Jehovah and what He's done for every one of us, made available for us true judgment, true righteousness, true wisdom, true knowledge, and He is the strength for our wholeness and our reverence and love for God in relationship to His creation in us is our great treasure. Okay? That's all I got to teach.